This is Earth and Sky. Bacteria cause many chronic illnesses in humans, from children's earaches to cystic fibrosis.
New kinds of microscopes have revealed that a bacterium cell can change its behavior. Sometimes these cells are free-floating loners, and sometimes they come together to form intricate communities called biofilms. Bill Costerton is the director of the Center for Biofilm Engineering at Montana State University.
They have a genome, just like we do in every single cell, but they don't express all the genes at the same time. They just express one set at one time when they're floating, and a totally different set when they settle down in a biofilm.
Sometimes bacteria turn on a set of genes that create the toxins that make us sick. At other times, these genes are turned off. That's why some bacteria can be so resistant to antibiotics. The antibiotics can kill them only when certain genes are turned off. All this turning off and turning on of genes occurs as the bacteria release chemical signals.
Can we screw up their signals? Can we confuse them by counterfeiting their signals? Can we find out what that gene expression is and jam that up?
Costerton and his team are trying to develop drugs that talk to bacteria, molecules that block the signals that tell bacteria when to release their toxins. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.